Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is of course February 27, 2015, as we are continuing on our growth month as we close out this month, moving into the March Madness month 2015. We're going to have a great show today talking about some real tools and tips that's going to help online marketers to build and grow as they continue to follow the trends for this year, 2015. And I've shared this with you before, ladies and gentlemen. I say again that, guys, if you're not on the cutting edge of following what's relevant today in the marketplace, you guys are going to be left behind in reference to building a successful business, whereas you guys can collapse your time frame and get the things done that you want to have completed as you meet your goals for this year. So, with that being said, I want to share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue on the marketing campaigns for SES Films for Joy Comes in the Morning here in Houston, Texas. We have that production that we're doing right now in reference to that. The casting call is going to be March the 15th between 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. So for those of us locally in Houston, the address and location for this casting call is going to be 8484 Willcrest Drive, Houston, Texas, 77072. So you guys want to check it out, go out to that, and definitely we're looking forward to it as we continue the campaign and building up awareness in our communities as well. So with that, we're going to continue on with our marketing campaigns, putting together some insights to helping each business owner, church, as well as nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And now this is across the country, ladies and gentlemen. As we continue here on GTE Professional Network Radio, my goal is to help and assist everybody across the country, no matter what city you're in, no matter what state you're from, to also connect with what's going on today in the trends and what we're doing right now online that's really going to be synonymous. So today's topic, we're going to talk about 10 online marketing trends for 2015. As we look at digital marketing, has taken over for the last few years, undergoing a substantial transformation, becoming an increasingly important medium for creating an online brand experience. Just like any field that relies on communication technologies, online marketing is rapidly developing towards some direction and departing from others, rendering some practices obsolete. So what's in store for digital marketers for this year, 2015? Well, let's look at the rise, number one, of content marketing, in which I share this when I, as a web designer, as a web builder, developer, my goal is to make sure that each of my clients have great content in reference to marketing their product or service that they're providing on their website. But the popularity of content marketing strategies will continue unabated in the upcoming year, which essentially means that marketing will abandon the traditional digital marketing tactics in favor of creating more relevant and inspiring content. Instead of relying on tested solutions, companies will pay more attention to customer experience and curate content in a more empathetic, client-oriented way. And this is what I'm talking about, making it personable, making sure that it's relevant to your clients and customers and your target market who you're reaching today. Along with rise budget allocated to content marketing and the importance of companies that reach out to their customers in writing, business-to-business companies with blogs now are expected to generate 67% more leads per month than those organizations that don't. And relevant content will be key to digital marketing in the future. So if we're looking at blogs today, ladies and gentlemen, if your website doesn't have that, then it's very difficult for you to keep up or people to follow you in reference to any message or content that you have that's relevant to them, that speaks to them, that gives them to go ahead and do what you want them to do in reference to your product or service. Number two, augmented reality and wearable technology. And, of course, I'm in a technological age as a web designer, and, of course, I come from manufacturing. This gives me a great opportunity of closing the gap between online and offline experience, which will be a big step, ladies and gentlemen, not only for online marketing, but for the Internet in general. One of the first possible technology applications meant to combine online and offline are micro-location technologies. In particular, Apple's iBeacon, ladies and gentlemen, which has, during the last year, completely revolutionized the scene and is slowly being introduced into commercial settings. But that's not all. Wearable technologies will become popular enough for us to see some of the first marketing applications of the technology. Now, the Internet of Things, which would create completely new kinds of environments and marketers, such as myself, will have to keep up with its rapid development in order to stay in touch with the changing needs of our consumers. And this is the dictation, ladies and gentlemen, that the consumers have more voice than you think. Don't get it twisted. Make sure you understand exactly what's relevant in the marketplace today. And then you will begin to understand exactly how I need to market, where I need to market, and what content do I need to put together for them to understand where I'm at with them on a regular basis. Well, the number third thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be taken off in reference to online marketing trends will be marketing analytics, which will boom, which is booming right now. Now, marketers already use dozens of analytics tools in order to see how customers interact with the company's products or services that's out there on the Internet today. The importance of this section of marketing will rise, of course, the rest of this year, 2015, when spending for those purposes are expected to rise at least by, let's say, about 60-65%. But if you look at marketing today, the analytics side of it, basically, we will see basically marketing automation technologies applied more and more often than their use is predicted to grow at least by 50%. So in short, ladies and gentlemen, marketing data will become a crucial point in any marketing endeavor, and its acquisitions will be easier and faster. Consumers will generate a vast amount of detailed information, and companies are expected to use specialized software to help them in making sense of the data at hand. So if you're looking at marketing analytics, Google Analytics gives us a great notion of that. If you're not utilizing that in your business, guys, I suggest you incorporate that today. While you're listening to my voice, while you're hearing this on the show today, this is what's going to really give you your views as to what's going on in the marketplace with the products and service that you're providing, the information that you have in reference to your customers' feedback, and how they're interacting with you and that brand that you're presenting. So your goal is to make sure that you consistently do this, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent, weekly basis. Number four, more videos than ever. And I love to talk about this part of the online marketing trends that we talk about for 2015 is videos. We're talking about this as a whole across all Internet streams that you can think of today. So during the last few years, the use of videos for marketing purposes have been steadily growing. Videos are perfect to show how a service or product works in such a way that it's impossible to achieve with text and images only. These trends is most likely to continue throughout the year 2015, when more and more companies will start creating the so-called explainer videos and giving them a prominent role in the user's experience tactics. So when we talk about explainer videos, we're talking about basically showing them how a particular product or service that you're providing works, making sure they understand its application, and making three, and how it easily can be applied if they follow these simple steps. If you keep it simple, ladies and gentlemen, it's great. But it also has to be personable, meaning that you have to have somebody on the video to basically demonstrate it that knows exactly that it can be used for every average day user. So you want to make sure your videos, and this is what we call infomercials or basically online custom videos that we do now for every website that we designed today, are adding that. And we have that now available for all small businesses, nonprofit organizations, as well as churches, to basically have their own custom videos on their website to showcase, to assist, and to help those that they're talking to in the marketplace. So as you begin to see videos more and more on websites, you're going to begin to understand on Facebook, on social media, in the directories, everywhere we can think of online, internet-based-wise, we're going to be seeing more and more of this. That's a powerful piece, ladies and gentlemen. So stick a pin there and make sure that you note that if your site doesn't have these things yet, ladies and gentlemen, my suggestion will be doing it ASAP starting this weekend. Number five, personalized means better. Marketers want to use it to interact with their content, and what better way to achieve that than through providing something relevant. By offering personalized content during the last year, companies were able to increase the number of sales, lower the cost of operation, inspire users to stay longer on their websites, and foster customer care and satisfaction. Personalization is expected to become a widely adopted practice this year, 2015, leading to the growth of one-to-one marketing. And I always said that if it's not personable and you don't make it that way, it's not going to work today, because now everybody has to be relevant. Look at the industries that are utilizing that today. Case in example, health and wellness, personable. I lost weight based on the examples that I see that I've taken this particular product, and this has helped me to become a more healthier, vibrant individual. Personable. Well, let's look at other sections as we talk about it. Web design, the industry that I'm in. Well, if I can do a customized, personalized website that's going to meet the needs of a particular group that also can be related to this, this will help everybody see, oh, this is what's available and this is what's relevant to me. And so you have to make your information personable. And if you're doing a marketing campaign or if you're a marketer, you want to make sure that that goes without saying. We go back to crowdfunding. How personable is it that they're bringing it out and where people are generating millions and billions of dollars annually now with just crowdfunding, getting the services and things done based on a particular cause, becoming an advocate for a cause, or basically looking at what's lacking in the communities or in the area today. So you have to make things personable, more today than ever. It means better. Number six, more marketing noise than ever. Together, with increased interest, content creation goes marketing noise, a kind of low-quality content that doesn't really add any value, because marketers will focus more on providing interesting and engaging content. We might see marketing noise slowly losing its power. Exactly. Over the last few years, marketers appreciated a long copy over short one, and will see the trends blooming in this year, 2015. The length of value of the content will be more essential than ever for effective SEO, search engine optimization. Google already has labeled content of less than 200 words as thin content, has two special search algorithms in force, Panda 4.0 and Payday 2.0, that are specifically aimed to reducing the ranks of low-quality content. So if you're looking at adding more value to your content today, you have to make some marketing noise that is going to be less, which is best, and give it power words or keywords that's going to be adaptable to the industry, to the market that you're in, and to what it is that's your core of your business. If you stay focused there, you will grow faster. If you do not, you will lose the luster in bringing aboard new content, new clients on a regular basis. And here's number 7. Visualized storytelling will go wild. Well, due to increase of marketing noise, marketers will need to find a medium that will help their message to stand out from the crowd, and that could be visual storytelling, perfect for engaging and nurturing engaged customers, communities. Visual storytelling will be employed to communicate the brand's philosophy and anesthetics. So when you look at storytelling, and that's a key factor today, it's just like movies. If you like a particular movie or film, notice everything now is all about based on a true story, based on the book, based on this, based on that. But it's all about storytelling. And whoever tells the best story wins. That's just the way it goes. So if you don't have that, when you're using videos, visual stories, crafted marketing purposes will be able to spark the movement and inspire emotions, sending a clear message about the brand to its consumer communities and helping to define its against the surrounding surge of noise. So no matter what your competitors are doing, your goal is to be different and unique in the marketplace, what nobody else is doing. So if you're doing that and implementing storytelling, it will definitely take it off to another level. Everybody else is basically using cut, paste type of marketing that really is not going to get them far because it is the same noise that everybody else is making. You want to make unique, different noise than what everybody else is making. Don't make the same noise. You don't have to make the same clickety clack, clank, clack when it comes to printing out your product or service that you're providing in your business. Your goal is to tell a story. Why did you get in this particular business? What gave you the passion for this business? And how did this really affect you as well as your family members and the people around you? That's what you want to do in your storytelling. Tell stories like that. That's going to go a long way. Here's number 8. More money allocated in online ads. I love online ads. Well, GT Professional Network Radio, ladies and gentlemen, we do have advertising. Well, we can advertise your particular company, product or service that you're providing for just $25 per month. Believe it or not, this year, 2015, we're adding new companies to do this for them on a regular, consistent basis. So wherever we are, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you will be. There is no limit to Internet radio. As I shared before, the trends of Internet radio as well as online TV, these are the marketing trends that all marketers now, advertising dollars, people are spending less online marketing than they would offline marketing, doing the TV networks, radio stations, and so forth, newspapers and magazines. So now we're flipping to cut corners or cut costs in reference to how things are going viral. So if you're looking at online ads, and we do create online banner ads, ladies and gentlemen, for your business, where we can post those any and everywhere, as you begin to see that in social media, in directories, on your website, everywhere, you want online banner ads. These are big, big dollars for you to market without spending a whole lot of revenue. And again, for just $150, really, you can get an online banner ad for your company, and then we can post that for you. And guess what? You just pay a small monthly fee for the maintaining of it, just like a website. It works the same way. But your goal is to brand and get as much exposure for your business as possible. There is never too much exposure that you can receive. So the web is a place where people spend their time during work and free time, giving marketers a wealth of great opportunities for targeting, segmentation, and tracking options that are simply invaluable in traditional offline advertising. Internet advertising is predicted to rise by 10% on a global rate. Notice I said global. Hey, Global Touch Enterprise, global. Furthermore, mobile ads are also expected to grow by a smashing 48% this year, 2015. Consequently, online ad spending will increase during next year, and this trend will continue further on, allowing marketers to precisely target specific user groups. Beautiful when I say online marketing ads are a great way to collapse your time frame to where you can reach millions versus hundreds on the old traditional way of doing it. You spend less, not more, but look at the markets where you can go to. People are online. You've got everything smart today. I was sharing this with a friend of mine. Everything is smart today. You got smartphones, smart TVs, smart cars. Everything is smart. So you need to be smart in looking at what trend should I follow that's going to help me build a successful business today. And this is where it's at. So your goal is to continue on looking at ways to basically break the barrier where you can get into it a lot faster. Here's number 9, hyper-segmentation and micro-targeting. I love this part because lots of people use various websites and leave a whole wealth of data on the web. Facebook and Twitter can act as valuable repositories of data about their audience. Access to this information will allow marketers to target niche audience sizes and that uses targeted advertising more effectively than ever. In general, ladies and gentlemen, there's a fair amount of social acceptance to the use of data for online advertising, perhaps more than you ever would expect. Since only 47% of consumers oppose a law that limits the use of data for this purpose, targeted ads are considered twice as effective as non-targeted ones, and one that study demonstrates that retargeting displays will inspire 1,000% more people to search for this product versus the ones that's not targeted, and it's no wonder why it's growing dramatically today, this year, 2015. So, guys, hyper-segmentation and micro-targeting is key, and if you don't want to do it and don't know how to do it, guys, then there's a wealth of people in marketing that can help you do that. Well, one, we can do it because we do hyper-segmentation and micro-targeting, and basically it's just giving you a snapshot of a particular product or service that you provide by getting a straight amount of data submitted to the social media, the directories, online directories is where it's at, and advertising. So that way you can basically reach your target market no matter what category you fall under or in the industry that you're in. It doesn't matter. Your goal is to be unique and different to where you have a specific target group that you're reaching. Like out today, I'm reaching out in my company. Right now we have small businesses, we have churches, and we have nonprofit organizations. That's my target. These are the people that I'm dealing with because I'm all for small business. I'm also all for entrepreneurs, people who have worked, who have put in their all to build their own entities. And that's all about creating. And I love creative thinkers and creative mindsets. This is the level. So when you look at that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the trends of where we are today. Notice everybody is starting a business for themselves versus working for somebody else. Notice everybody is looking for ways to work from home, work online, have an online-based business versus having a brick-and-mortar location only, and that's all you got. Notice that we can now sell greatly. Look at Alibaba. Look at all of the things that's going on in international imports, export businesses, what they're doing, the manufacturers we have in the United States, and as well as across the globe. Look at all of the opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, that we can tap into, that we can grow, even in Dubai. They have a great masses of a network, shipping goods and services globally. Thus, why they have grown to be trillions of dollars in volume, faster than any other entity, as well as Alibaba, with over 270,000 manufacturers in his network. What do you have in your network? Well, let's continue on the last and final trend that I want to talk about, going mobile all the way. The importance of mobile will grow each and every aspect of business, online marketing included. People use mobile devices all day long in a various content, allowing marketers to target them in a long stretch of time and during different phases of the day, at work, during rest or play. Some believe that the mobile web will become bigger than desktop usage in 2015. But on the other, one thing is definitely clear, ladies and gentlemen, spending for mobile ads will grow and grow fast. All agree that the popularity of mobile devices will grow in this year, 2015, driven by smartphones, tablets, and wearable technology. We talk about wearable technology. In order to stay effective, online marketing strategies should immediately respond to the preference and behaviors of their targeted audiences and follow consumers in their daily use of the web. Considering those 10 trends and predictions for this year, 2015, there's no doubt in my mind about one thing. Marketers will find next few years inspiring deep changes in the way in which consumers interact with online environments. So your goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to rise above the occasion, be unique, be true, and be personable in your market. So that way people can understand, connect, grow where you grow. And it's all about becoming a part of something. Everybody wants to be a part of something and add that significance to their lives. And if that's what you're doing and that's what you're all about, great, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the right track. And again, guys, we're going to continue on as we get ready now for our March Madness as we close out this month, February, Black History Month, short month. But it's a great month, growth month, that we're going to continue on this year, 2015, in adding growth to each and every one of you who are listening and tuning in each week to this show. And I want to thank you, everyone. This is our third year doing GTE Professional Network Radio since 2012. And guess what? We have grown exponentially. We're now in all markets across the country and as well as now across the globe. So now what GTE Professional Network Radio will be doing moving forward as we add the new special guests to this to the show, we're talking about independent filming. We're talking about helping those actors in Houston, actors and actresses who are in Houston, to get a great niche in the marketplace in reference to their talent, their creativity, and expressing themselves in a way that others can relate to. Now we're talking about Joy Comes in the Morning 2015. Again, ladies and gentlemen, breast cancer awareness is reference to breast cancer survivors. Check us out. And we want you to support them and support us in our efforts in helping those in need. So we have a GoFundMe campaign that we put together at www.gofundme.com/JTITM2015. When you go there, ladies and gentlemen, this will help us help them and bring their awareness up in the communities and also get everybody on board to understand the importance of what we're doing in this film. So, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And, again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And until then, we want to say this has been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And we want to see you all at the top. So keep building, and lives, keep building the dream.